Monday, July the 20th. Not had a postcard from my love yet. Tuesday, July the 21st. Bert came round this morning. He said that Tunisia is full of hazards. Wednesday, July the 22nd. Why haven't I had a postcard yet? What can have happened? Thursday, July the 23rd. Asked our postman about communications between Tunisia and England. He said that they were diabolical. He said that the Tunisian GPO depends on camels. Friday, July the 24th. Moon's last quarter. Went to see Mr. Singh. He said that Tunisia is very unhygienic. Everybody but me seems to be familiar with Tunisia. Saturday, July the 25th. Pandora, Pandora, Pandora. Oh, my love. My heart is yearning. My mouth is dry. My soul is burning. You're in Tunisia. I am here. Remember me and shed a tear. Come back tanned and brown and healthy. You're lucky that your dad is wealthy. She will be back in 6 days. Sunday, July the 26th. Sixth after Trinity. Went for tea at Grandma's. I was sad and withdrawn because of Pandora's sojourn in Tunisia. Grandma asked if I was constipated. I nearly said something, but what's the use of trying to explain love to a woman of 76 who thinks the word is obscene? Monday, July the 27th. A camel postcard. It said, "Dearest, economic conditions here are quite dreadful. I was going to buy you a present, but instead I gave all my money to a beggar. You have such a generous heart, Adrian, that I feel sure you will understand. All my love into infinity, forever. Pandora. Kiss." Fancy giving my present money to a filthy idle beggar. Even our postman was disgusted. Tuesday, July the 28th. It's a wonder I have the strength to hold my pen. I have been on the go all day with preparations for the Royal Wedding Street party. Mrs. O'Leary came over and asked if I would help with the bunting. I said, "I feel it is my patriotic duty." Mrs. O'Leary said that if I climbed the ladder, she would pass the bunting up to me. I was all right for the first 4 or 5 rungs, but then I made the mistake of looking down and I had a vertigo attack. So Mrs. O'Leary did all the climbing. I couldn't help noticing Mrs. O'Leary's knickers. They are surprisingly sexy for someone who goes to church every day and twice on Sundays. Black lace with red satin ribbons. I got the feeling that Mrs. O'Leary knew that I was looking at her knickers because she asked me to call her Caitlin. I was glad when Mr. O'Leary came to take over from me. Mr. and Mrs. Singh have hung a huge Union Jack out of their front bedroom window. Bert told me that it was one he stole when he was in the army. Our house is letting the street down. All my father has done is pin a Charles and Diana tea towel to the front door. My father and I watched the Royal Wedding firework display on television. All I can say is that I tried to enjoy it, but failed. My father said it was one way of burning money. He is still bitter about being out of work. I hope the prince remembers to remove the price ticket off the bottom of his shoes. My father didn't at his wedding. Everyone in the church read the ticket. It said, 9.5 reject, 10 shillings.